Hello friends, my name is Matt. I'm the youth and family pastor at Cornerstone Church in Marshfield. I'm here today with your Cornerstone Connection, a daily devotional. So I'm a dad of three young boys, and one of them can't do much of anything right now, but I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. And as you can imagine, there are days they don't get along very well. In particular, when it comes to toys and the things that they play with, the biggest dispute is often, "This is mine, it's not yours, you can't play with it." And they have this idea that because a toy was bought for them for a Christmas gift or perhaps at their birthday party, that their brother can have no part of that toy and that it's just theirs and they get to determine everything about it. And so, of course, as you have, I'm sure, with your kids, if you have them, you have to manage this and you have to help bring some wisdom and some kindness and some love. And so one of the things that, you know, we've done in our family is just when it comes to that kind of stuff, just bringing our boys back to things in this home are our families. And this is our stuff. These are our things. And so we can share them. We can all enjoy them. And yes, certain things have been given to us as gifts and they're technically mine and yours. But let's keep in mind that we are a family, that we love each other, that we care about one another. And so it's good for us to share what we have with one another freely and not hold it tightly and say, "This is mine and you can't have it." Well, the reality is, friends, right, that this is not just a child issue. Believe it or not, and I'm sure you've experienced it, whether it's at work with your coworkers or perhaps it's in your marriage, that at times you tend to want to cling to certain things that you've earned, that your hard work has gotten you, or perhaps you've been gifted, and you go, "You know what, this is mine and nobody else can touch it or tell me what to do with it." And the more we do that, whether it's in our marriages, underneath our roofs, or it is at a workplace or at church or wherever it might be, the more we use this kind of language, that this is mine, that's yours, stay away from my stuff, I'll stay away from your stuff, selfishness, that's a breeding ground for selfishness. And we grow more and more selfish and only caring about ourselves and being really, really greedy. So what's the antidote to all of that? Well, as we restarted our 13-week, this will be quarter number three for us, but our 13-week journey through the Pray For Me campaign at Cornerstone, we're back to doing day one, which is about favor and praying for our students and our kids and families here at Cornerstone. And today on favor, they gave us the verse, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. And as I read this, my hope is that you see the answer to that question. What is the antidote to our selfishness? What's the antidote to our greed? And I think we find it in these three verses. And it's a beautiful compilation of this answer. So hear this. 1 Chronicles chapter 23, verses 11 through 13. "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and we praise your glorious name." Did you find the answer? I did. Everything is God's. God's created everything. God owns everything. That even means the things that the hard-earned money that I've earned, the things that I've bought with that money, guess what? It's still God's. You know, we have a saying here around Cornerstone, and we've probably brought this up a bunch of times, but it's about keeping an open hand. This idea that we want to keep an open hand. We don't want to have a tight fist around the things that God puts there. But as God puts things there, to just keep our hand open and to just ask God, "What do you want me to do with this? Do you want me to just manage it for now? I'm going to give it away? Is it something I'll have for my entire life here on earth? I don't know. But whatever it is, God, I'm open-handed. It's yours. And as that scripture said, you're sovereign. You're in control. And so I trust your sovereignty, and I trust that whatever you've put in my hand is yours, and you're going to take care of it. And you're just using me to come alongside of you to care for it as well. So friends, perhaps you needed that truth today. And my hope is that whatever God has placed in your hand today, you will trust him to take care of it, and that you will know he's entrusted you to come alongside of him and take care of it as well. Have a great day, friends. Can't wait to see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.